This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last weekend. They include a fraud related on at Tri-Power Court. RP got a fraud call, and he did give some info. We'd like to speak to an officer, disposition, assistance. Kevin, are you that lonely you have to answer a phone call that you don't know? So I better take this. It's a 1-800 number.
It could be important.
Yeah, very important stuff.
May be a Nigerian prince.
Yeah. So they still have the ones that are coming out and saying, can you hear me?
Yeah, right.
And then if you say yes, then you're already hooked in for some reason.
Well, and I guess these are recorded, so if it ever came down to a court case or something like that, or you disputing it, that we've got you recorded.
Yeah, so you would think
yes.
You would think even maybe our government could protect us about this, but no. Let's see, welfare check, property lost, lots of traffic stopped, welfare check. Conoco Country Store, 20 to 30 year old male has been in the restroom for the past hour, won't respond to anyone knocking on the door. What are you doing in there?
Don't ask.
Yeah, nothing. Suspicious activity, Pioneer Avenue. Strange vehicle sitting outside of RP's apartment for the past 15 to 20 minutes. Tried to get them to roll the window down, and they wouldn't. We had that with the sheriff's department, too. Disposition canceled. Oh, they drove away. Darn it. Let's see. Property lost. Cody area on Sheridan. RP lost her Trinity wedding ring. Also has engravings on it. Disposition informational. So
yeah, those things just fly off your fingers.
Yeah. If you're throwing a baseball and your wedding ring's on, it's going to go with it, too. So, miscellaneous assistance. Baumgars, City of Cody recycling trailer near Mountain Mud. RP said the lid is open. She can't get it shut. Disposition assistance given. Why is she in charge of the recycling trailer? So I don't know.
That does sound like a job for law enforcement.
I know. Call the cops, Ross. So,
I can't get my suitcase closed. Can you come over and sit on it?
Let's see, trespass complaint. 33rd Street, RP like the following individuals trespass from his residence. So he's got a big list of them, starting with the old phone book. Start and going through names.
Now, the trespass people are following him?
He would like individuals trespass from his residence.
Gotcha.
A number of them.
The whole south side of town.
Yeah. Traffic complaint, Cody area. Car was alternating between speeding and not speeding. Colorado Plains, coming down Beacon Hill into Cody, unknown after that, disposition unable to locate. Is he speeding or not speeding?
He's an indecisive person.
Yeah.
I'm in a hurry. Wait, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Drug-related, Gail Lane, RP states she found a backpack in her house with drugs inside. Disposition, see case. Once again, the drug fairy does show up every once in a while, Russ. Like, where'd you get those drugs? I don't know. Found it. Drug fairy.
I love the cops episodes where they, that's not my drugs.
Yeah.
They were in your pocket. Somebody must have put them there.
Yeah. That's the drug fairy.
That's a perfectly reasonable answer.
Yeah.
You're free to go.
It happens all the time. Yeah. Drug dealers are always giving samples out.
Yeah.
So. Suspicious activity, East Side Elementary. Up, she says there's someone walking around the building. There's also a white van parked on the side of the school. Disposition, unable to locate. Guy left. Road hazard blockage at the post office. RP says there's a male walking in the bike lane so close to the road, he almost hit him. Disposition, unable to locate. Watch out for people walking, okay, in the bike path.
And lean on that horn and watch them jump.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, 15th Street. Female came onto the property, left the gate open, and was banging on the door of RP's resident with a snow shovel. Black sweatsuit, black curly hair. Second RP advised female just punched him in the face.
She sounds sweet.
Disposition, arrest made. I guess you can't do that, Russ. Banging on a door with a snow shovel, and then when they answer, punch him in the face. No.
Well, the name of her home business is Shovel Your Walk or Else.
Yeah, so that's what you get. So, yeah, this at 9 a.m., so...
That's no way to start your day.
No. Ready to report, Cody Law Enforcement Center, heading toward Bighorn from Law Enforcement Center, possibly heading home, driving a white Chevy Cruze, disposition unfounded. So if they're in a Chevy Cruze, it doesn't mean they're drunk, you know. They have been drunk when they bought it, but no. Let's see, Miscellaneous Assistance, 19th Street. RP says there's a bunch of boys pushing a vehicle down the street. RP wants to remain anonymous. We don't want anybody coming back.
Yeah.
Calling the cops for kids pushing a car.
Yeah, for and slowly pushing a car away is the number one way a car is stolen.
Yeah, that's how it works, you know. Once they start pushing them, they're going to start driving them. You don't know. Animal noisy, Birch Lane. RP states, dog barking all day. Warning, dog disturbing the peace. So they had to tell this dog, it's a warning. Fluffy, that's your first warning. Whoop, that's a second one. Let's see. Parking problem at the Cody Dairy. A black Dodge Nitro. Blocking the service alley. Gone on arrival.
Dodge Nitro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hadn't heard of that one.
Huh. Motor vehicle crash at Walmart. Car hit in the parking lot. Disposition. See case. Let's see that case file of cars hit in the parking lot of Walmart. I bet that's a big one, Russ.
It's thick.
Yeah. Theft on West Yellowstone. Mail below stole money and damaged property last night. Disposition, CK. So I don't know if he damaged property to steal the money or...
Probably like pried open a cash register.
Yeah. Miscellaneous Assistance, 32nd Street. RP says her neighbor's tree has blown down. She thinks they're gone for the winter. Disposition, Assistance, Kevin. Well, it's good that they weren't home, though. So.
Did it hit anything? Is there damage? Otherwise, that's gravity.
You do want the wind arrested in Cody. You hate that wind. Property lost, Cody area. RP lost a 6-inch black wallet that folds into thirds.
Ooh.
Thirds. And no disposition on it. So it's like, okay, yeah, there you go. Lost your wallet. Probably in your seat cushion somewhere.
I need to replace mine. I got my wallet at the Merc.
Oh,
that's how old it is.
That's quite a while ago.
Yeah, it's pretty much worn out.
Yeah, and you still have, like, coupons for the Powell KFC. Still got those in there.
Yeah, right, exactly. The 20% off sale at the Jam Spa.
10% off on the Burger House.
My free dinner at Hansel and Gretel, so I'm going to get that soon. Boy, you spend enough time in one place, you see some things change.
Half-price Mexican mouse dinner? There you go. You got that. Animal bite, Shoshone Trail South, delayed, happened on the December 21st. RP's son bit by a dog in the house when they entered the residence. Dog belongs to RP's sister. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So 3 weeks later.
Was he starting to show symptoms?
I don't know.
Was he foaming at the mouth finally?
Don't know. Or the guy got mad at his sister. So.
Remember that one time?
I'll get you and your little dog. Two. Going after all of them. Let's see. Traffic stop. Driver cited for speeding into school zone. Cited for no driver's license. Warning for no insurance. Disposition. Citation definitely issued. Okay? Yep, that's how it works.
The cop's pen ran out of ink.
Yeah, that's basically what... Yeah, he just got tired of writing a little writer's crap.
Oh, hand cramp.
Parking problem. Bleistein. RP says... pulled a white Chevy S10 into the alley that's blocking the alley. Disposition gone on arrival. Mm. So, again, you call the cops, and it doesn't take them that long to show up in Cody. It's not like they, well, we're across town. It's going to take us a half hour to get there. No, they'll get there a few minutes later. But you better come now. It's blocking the out right now. Oh, it's gone. Darn it. Thought to get them for doing that. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge Endurance Center, where they sell lots of snow shovels to knock on doors with. Check them out. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.